And joining us now from the Washington Post, he covers the Redskins, is Mike Jones. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing well. So we'll start with the obvious place, the latest information you can give us on Robert Griffin III's status for Sunday's game.
Well, he said today after going through a limited portion of practice that he feels really good. That was the quote, really good about his chances of playing on Sunday. Obviously, they won't really know until they see how his knee responded to the more extensive action that he had today. Tomorrow, when they see how he's feeling and he goes through another practice, two straight days of that activity, I think they'll probably have an idea later on Friday whether or not they say or not, because Mike Shanahan loves keeping everything close to the vest.
Sure.
Is one matter, but I think that we'll have a better indication probably Friday, maybe even tomorrow afternoon, on how he's feeling.
The uncertainty, obviously a good thing from a competitive advantage standpoint for the Redskins to try to have over the Browns defense, but how much of this is RG3 just pushing things and pushing the issue to want to make sure he's out there just because he's that kind of competitor, and how much of it is maybe the little bit of gamesmanship involved?
Well, they've got a lot invested in him, and so they don't want him to go out there and risk further injury or something even worse than this sprain, which is pretty lucky that it was just a grade 1 sprain, which is a stretching of that tendon rather than a grade 2 or grade 3, which is different degrees of tears. But they do know that, okay, because they have to prepare for two quarterbacks, that does help us out a little bit. Griffin, however, said, "I would play if we were 4-6. I want to be out there for my teammates. I want to play. I don't like watching." So he's not in any way thinking about this, "Oh, well, let me make this more difficult on the Browns." His thing is he wants to be out there. I think he probably would have done more today if they hadn't have held him back.
Oh, that's interesting. He is pushing it, and not surprising just given the kind of guy he is. But from the preparation standpoint for the Redskins, how challenging is it to, with quarterbacks with completely different skill sets, to get a sufficient work in for a Kirk Cousins if, in fact, he has to start or play a good deal on Sunday?
Well, he'll take the bulk of the snaps. The thing is that he's been running this same offense since, OTAs when he came back here, the rookie minicamp. No, he doesn't have the 4.3 speed. He joked, he said, "Man, I bet you your leg could be hurt a lot worse and you'd still beat me." He ran a 4.9 at the combine. But he does have decent mobility. All those plays that you see out of that pistol when they roll out and throw in the bootlegs and things like that, moving in the pocket, that's all the stuff that Mike Shanahan's offense always runs. So Kirk Cousins, knows this part. The part where they'll lose something is when a play breaks down and maybe Griffin with his speed can scramble away from a defender or a linebacker or a blitzing corner, where Kirk Cousins probably doesn't have that mobility. He's got some, but not a lot. So as far as preparing the quarterback themselves, they'll be okay there just because of the fact that, he's taking snaps and, has been doing it for a while. And all he does, when you go in there for open locker room, a lot of the guys, maybe some are sitting around, some of them are off getting breakfast on their downtime, some are, watching film. Cousins is always sitting on a couch out in the hallway with his iPad going over plays and scripting them and drawing out sketches of plays and things like that. So there's no question that he's going to know this offense if they call on him to start.
And here's the other thing, it's one thing to say, of course, they want RG3, they want their best guy playing quarterback, but there has to be some level of confidence in what Cousins did prior to last Sunday's game against Baltimore, where he stepped in and did well briefly, and then to come in relief and guide this team to the point where it could get to overtime and then win the game. That has to bode well for the confidence of the coaching staff and his teammates.
Yeah, well, all these guys after the game on Sunday were saying we weren't surprised. I mean, that's just the way this guy is in practice every day. They've seen that. And Mike Shanahan felt good enough about Kirk Cousins that he gave him the number 2 quarterback job ahead of Rex Grossman, a 10-year veteran who has played in this offense or a version of this offense for quite a while now, from Houston and then 2 seasons in Washington. So they feel very confident with Kirk, the way he studies, the way he prepares, and they know that they're not going to lose as much as far as production-wise from the passing standpoint, just that mobility and things like that. But they feel like, okay, we've got a great rushing attack with Alfred Morris. We've got good receivers with Pierre Garçon and company, and so Cousins could get the job done if they had to.
We're visiting with Mike Jones. He covers the Redskins for the Washington Post, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Mike, you brought up those receivers, and that's the thing that doesn't change regardless of who plays quarterback. But Pierre Garçon playing well, Santana Moss, Josh Morgan, there's some real talent in this receiving core.
Yeah, it definitely is. And the thing that helps with those guys, not so much Garçon, but a guy like Santana Moss, Kirk Cousins is throwing to him every single day because Moss doesn't start anymore. He comes as that slot receiver, but he does take maybe that lead receiver snaps for the number two squad. But, you know, they've got guys that have got great speed, great explosiveness, catching ability, some decent size with Leonard Hankerson and Josh Morgan. So all those guys had said, hey, it doesn't matter if Kirk's playing or if Robert's playing. If Kirk is playing, we just have to up our game and do what we can do to ease pressure on him.
And Alfred Morris at running back, having a strong season. He's rushed for 1,200-plus yards, 7 touchdowns, and a guy who, you know, looks like he could be a dynamic force anytime he touches the football.
Yeah, he definitely is. He's fit very well into this system. He was a real surprise 6th-round pick out of Florida Atlantic. A lot of people thought maybe he would be a practice squad guy or maybe a backup fullback when he first came here for the rookie minicamp. But injuries happened along the running back position to the 3 veterans that were ahead of him in preseason. He took over and never let go of the job, and he's run very well, very hard-nosed runner, fits perfectly for what Mike Shanahan's looking for.
Yeah, it seems to, absolutely. And on the defensive side of the ball, Mike, as we look at this team, Jim Haslett, as a defensive coordinator, very creative guy, makes good use of a lot of variations of the pass rush, bringing guys from different places and coverages. He likes to mix things up. He's just an aggressive mentality. He brings this aggressive mentality, but he also has the talent to do it. But it also seems to start with the heart and soul of the guy on field, keeping everybody together, the glue of that defense, London Fletcher, middle linebacker.
Yeah, London Fletcher is a guy that, you know, he's going to be playing in, I think it's his 238th consecutive game. He's been limited by some ankle injuries and things like that. During the week, he doesn't practice a lot just so they can kind of save him for the games, and he's still going out there, and he's one of the Redskins' leading tacklers. He just had his 3rd interception this past Sunday. He really is, as they say, a coach on the field. Has it feel like, you know, he's got the confidence in him. He gets everybody lined up. And, you know, as you said, him being aggressive, they're mixing it up a lot because they're missing Brian Arakpo, Adam Carricker up front, and then Brandon Merriweather in the secondary. So they haven't consistently gotten to quarterbacks. They've done better in the last couple weeks as Haslett continues to tinker, but they're still kind of looking for answers. The one thing that they don't have any question about is Fletcher in the middle.
Yeah, and then you bring this up, too, about trying to find ways to get pressure. That's particularly important because they've seemed to be vulnerable on the back end.
Yeah, they are vulnerable on that back end. You know, D'Angelo Hall, Josh Wilson, Medea Williams, they all show some flashes here and there, but then there's some letdowns, you know, some big catches they give up, and it's something that they struggle with. Lately, the last 2 games, they've struggled with it in the first half of games and then make the adjustments in the second half, but they're still very much looking for consistency but kind of limited talent-wise.
Mike, what's the mindset of this team? They're 7-6, very much in the hunt for everything playoff-wise, or at least, you know, to get to the postseason. And at one point, certainly it looked like they had fallen off a cliff and that the reaction of Mike Shanahan and others was more toward, you know, talking about next year. And I know that's been analyzed and revisited that, you know, he wants everybody to kind of – that you're reexamining personnel all the time and you're always looking ahead. But did this – you know, this playoff run, if you will, come as a little bit of a delayed reaction to that by the team?
Well, they came back from the bye, and I think that even though he didn't mean it as bad, I think it gave them a wake-up call, and because they were all, the players were kind of like, wait a minute here, we still got a good bit of the season left, we're not giving up, and it kind of lit a fire under them. They came back from the bye, and they've been playing their best football since then, winning 4 straight, which is the first time since 2008 that they've won that many games in a row.
Yeah, so they come in with some momentum. You know the Browns have some momentum with 3 wins in a row. Can they look at this Cleveland team as, you know, being, hey, kind of a dangerous time to get them, given that, you know, this Browns team was 0-5 and at one point really written off by a lot of people?
Yeah, they definitely are. They're saying that, okay, this is a team that, just like us, they're figuring things out later in the season. They're putting things together. They know they've got a dynamic running back. They've got a talented rookie in Whedon at the quarterback position. And, you know, this is not a team that they feel like they can push over at all. They know that they've got to bring it on all phases of the game, because there's the potential that any team can get hot, but definitely a team like Cleveland that's, you know, 1-3 in a row.
Well, Mike, we appreciate the breakdown and you joining us, and we look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
All right, thanks. I'll see you there.
He is Mike Jones. He covers the Redskins for the Washington Post. Kind enough to join us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.